The Steve Gruber Show. And yes, he does think he's smarter than his boss. Here's Steve.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you?
Big case decided by the Michigan Supreme Court involving Planet Fitness. You've heard the story here. A woman complained that there was a man in the locker room, and they said, well, it's a transgender woman. He identifies a woman. She goes, what? And she complained to Planet Fitness, and their reaction was to throw her out of the sports club, out of the fitness club, because she was judging or something like that. Big case. An attorney on the case, David Coleman, good friend of the program here, senior counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center, jumping on the phone to talk about it. David, how are you?
Great. Good to be with you, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, for people that don't know this case or haven't heard it, give us the backstory, if you would.
Sure. Yvette Cormier is our client and had just joined the Planet Fitness gym, had worked out on a Saturday morning, went back to the women's locker room, and lo and behold, there is a gentleman in the locker room, 6'4", 250 pounds, biologically intact male, who stated that he was a transgender woman, and he was allowed to be in the women's locker room. And Yvette complained to the front desk and was told, hey, they allowed that to happen, and she had to just either put up with it or wait until he was done, but they weren't going to do anything about it. So she started alerting other women over the next couple of days at the gym that this was the policy of the Planet Fitness gym.
And just let me be clear, and what location is this Planet Fitness? They're all over. Which one was this?
Right. This is the one up in Midland, Michigan.
All right. Go on.
Yeah. And so she wasn't yelling. She wasn't screaming. She wasn't causing any kind of a scene or anything. She wasn't being nasty toward the person. But she was just letting other women know, hey, be careful. If you're in the locker room, they're letting men in the locker room. So be careful what you do. Planet Fitness then told her to stop, and she said she wouldn't, and so they kicked her out of the gym. And the thing is about this case, Steve, is they failed to give notice prior to her joining the gym that this was their policy. She had no way of knowing it until it happened. And that's really the crux of the case at this point.
Right, and she gets painted as the bad guy in all of this because she's intolerant or something like that. Anyhow, so she doesn't take it lying down. She decides to get a hold of you guys, and then what happens?
Right, so we have filed this lawsuit. It's kind of been a winding journey so far. It's been back and forth up to the Supreme Court twice already. And we've won both times now. The most recent ruling was just this past Friday, where the Michigan Supreme Court denied an appeal by Planet Fitness to try to throw the whole case out. And so now it's going to go back to trial in Midland, probably sometime this summer, maybe early fall. And we will have a trial on Yvette's Consumer Protection Act claims that Planet Fitness violated the law by not informing her and others of this policy so she could make an informed decision whether or not to join Planet Fitness as a member of their gym.
So what do you expect to happen then? Obviously, it's another big win at the Supreme Court. Keeps this case moving forward. It's significant, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Again, this whole issue is just really confounding in a way. I mean, what's happened to just common sense and common decency? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I have a 13, 14-year-old daughter, and she's at a gym that I belong to, I don't want biologically intact males being in the showers and the locker rooms and the bathrooms with my teenage daughter. Or I wouldn't want it to be vice versa with my teenage son to have women in the locker room. I just think that's common sense. And yet, when you object to that sort of thing, you're labeled as a bigot and a hater and everything else. It's not making any commentary on a person's...
Homophobe. You forgot that one.
Yeah, homophobe. And look, we're not making any commentary on Mr. Skłodowska's, decisions, what he wants to do. But, how far does this go? How far do people have to put up with this sort of thing because of private decisions that somebody else makes? I don't think the rest of society, the 99.9% of us, have to put up with that sort of invasion of privacy.
Yes, you do. You will sit down, you will shut up, and you will take it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then, of course, the mob will come out and label you and attack you. And in, you know, places. Some people, like where I work, obviously, they'll try to come after sponsors and try to force you into submission because that's kind of what it's about. But in this case, congratulations to you and to Yvette for moving forward. All right, so tell me about this trial. What does this mean? How does this play out? When is this, again, when is this moving forward?
Well, the next step will be a status conference with the court. The judge will set a hearing just to have everybody come in, and we'll set dates and that sort of thing. But I expect it'll be sometime this summer, early fall, we'll have a jury trial, and we'll make our case that this is not proper, that Planet Fitness, as a private organization, should at least, at a minimum, inform people of their policy so that people can make a knowing choice of whether or not to join their gym. And if the jury agrees with us, we can get damages, we can get injunctive relief to force them to make this sort of policy known out in the public, post it in the gym, put it in the contract, things like that. And so that's what we're attempting to do. I mean, if this is a policy that they're so proud of,
tell everybody.
Why are they afraid to post it?
Right, fair enough. All right, so it goes to this jury trial, and it'll be sometime later this year. Trial will last, what, a day, 2 days, 5 days? How long does such a thing go on?
You know, that's a very good question. It's hard to say. I think our trial, we're the plaintiff, we go first. I think our trial part of it will be at the most a day. Now, how long they will take on their side, I can't say. But I would not expect a trial like this to take more than 2 to 3 days.
I got you. All right, so no word then from Planet Fitness reaching out to say, hey, maybe we should settle this, maybe we should, you know, put this aside, because that's a possibility too, is it not?
Sure, but from our point of view, we're ready for trial. We're going to go to trial. But if they reach out to us and want to just agree to properly publicize this and put these notices out and agree to cover Yvette's costs involved here, sure, there's a way to settle this, but they have not reached out to us at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you guys get involved with some really interesting cases. David Coleman here, senior counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. What else are you working on? We just about a minute here. I'm just curious, what else you got on the front burner these days?
Sure. The Keith Wood case, many of you might remember that one with the gentleman who was handing out flyers prior to a jury trial up in Mecosta County in Big Rapids. We're at the Supreme Court on that case right now, waiting for a decision of whether or not the court will take the case. He was found guilty of jury tampering, a misdemeanor, for handing out flyers to non-existent jurors. There was no jury in a case. No jurors had been picked to serve on a jury, but yet somehow he was found guilty of jury tampering. It's an amazing free speech case. The ACLU, the Cato Institute, a number of organizations from all across the spectrum that are supporting us in this case because it's such a strong, important free speech case. But we do a lot of those kinds of cases. We have a case down in Florida right now involving an electrical business company that would not pay for abortions and abortion
through Obamacare, right? Then
on the Obamacare issue. So we're involved in a case down there. We have an injunction to stop it from being enforced. But that case is still moving forward. So
you always have the most interesting cases. Yeah, you have the most interesting cases there at the Great Lakes Justice Center. David Coleman, thank you for being here, as always. And we'll, of course, get back with an update sometime soon.
All right, Steve. Always it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's 41 after on this Tuesday. You're listening to the Steve Gribber Show. Dr. John Lott on after the break. Sit tight.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.